What kind of times are these? There's a place between two stands of trees where the grass grows uphill, and the old revolutionary road breaks off into shadows, near a meeting house abandoned by the persecuted who disappeared into those shadows. I've walked there, picking mushrooms at the edge of dread, but don't be fooled. This isn't a Russian poem, this is not somewhere else, but here. Our country, moving closer to its own truth and dread, its own ways of making people disappear. I won't tell you where the place is, the dark mesh of the woods meeting the unmarked strip of light. Ghost-ridden crossroads, leaf-mold paradise. I know already who wants to buy it, sell it, make it disappear. And I won't tell you where it is, so why do I tell you anything? Because you still listen. Because in times like these, to have you listen at all, it's necessary to talk about trees. In those years, people will say, we lost track of the meaning of we, of you. We found ourselves reduced to I, and the whole thing became silly, ironic, terrible. We were trying to live a personal life, and yes, that was the only life we could bear witness to. But the great dark birds of history screamed and plunged into our personal weather. They were headed somewhere else, but their beaks and pinions drove along the shore, through the rags of fog, where we stood, saying, I. To the days. From you I want more than I've ever asked, all of it, the newscast's terrible stories of life in my time, the knowing it's worse than that, much worse, the knowing what it means to be lied to. Fog in the mornings, hunger for clarity, coffee and bread with sour plum jam, numbness of soul in placid neighborhoods, lives ticking on as if. A typewriter's torrent suddenly still, blue soaking through fog, two dragonflies wheeling, acceptable levels of cruelty steadily rising. Whatever you bring in your hands, I need to see it. Suddenly I understand the verb without tenses, to smell another woman's hair, to taste her skin, to know the bodies drifting underwater. To be human, said Rosa, I can't teach you that. A cat drinks from a bowl of marigolds, his moment. Surely the love of life is never ending, the failure of nerve, a charred fuse. I want more from you than I ever knew to ask. Wild pink lilies erupting, tassel stalks of corn in the Mexican gardens, corn and roses. Shortening days, strawberry fields in ferment, with tossed aside, bruised fruit. Miracle ice cream. Miracle's truck comes down the little avenue, Scott Joplin ragtime strewn behind it like pearls. And yes, you can feel happy with one piece of your heart. Take what's still given. In a room's rich shadow, a woman's breasts swinging lightly as she bends. Early now, the pearl of dusk dissolves. Late, you sit weighing the evening news. Fast food miracles, ghostly revolutions, the rest of your heart. Rachel. There's a girl born in abrupt August light far north, a light soon to be peeled like an onion down to nothing. Around her, ions are falling in torrents, glacial eyes are staring, the monster's body trapped in the bay goes through its spasms. What she opens her gray eyes on is drastic. Even the man and woman gazing into her unfocused gaze, searching for focus, are drastic. It's the end of a century. If she gets to grow old, if there's anything, anyone to speak, will they say of her, "She grew up to see it. She was our mother, but she was born one of them." Amends. Nights like this, on the cold apple bough, a white star, then another, exploding out of the bark. On the ground, moonlight picking at small stones. As it picks at greater stones, as it rises with the surf, laying its cheek for moments on the sand, as it licks the broken ledge, as it flows up the cliffs, as it flicks across the tracks, as it unavailing pours into the gash of the sand and gravel quarry, as it leans across the hangered fuselage of the crop-dusting plain, as it soaks through cracks into the trailers, tremulous with sleep, as it dwells upon the eyelids of the sleepers, as if to make amends.